The European Medicines Agency will review safety information on the AstraZeneca vaccine later today. Around 30,000 people here have had their vaccine appointments postponed after health authorities here and in several countries across Europe suspended the use of the vaccine because of concerns over unusual blood clotting cases in Norway. There have been no further deaths from the virus reported in the Republic in the last 2 days. One death was reported in the north yesterday, but the spread of the disease has barely changed in recent days. Here's Professor Philip Nolan, chair of NPHET's Modelling Advisory Group, at the latest health briefing.
If we compare the last 2 weeks, so we were declining at 40% per week, then 20% per week on average for about 5 or 6 weeks. But then looking back at last week compared with the preceding week, 3,541 cases reported last week, 3,634 in the preceding week, a decrease of only 3%. So that sense that we had towards the end of last week that the decline in case numbers that we had been seeing for 4 weeks had stopped declining, that's pretty much reinforced by the data.
That's Professor Philip Nolan. Later in the programme, we'll hear from Dublin-based GP Dr. Ray Wally, who says that the stubborn spread of the disease now is being driven by a strain of the virus that's very easy to catch.
I'm aware of one family who visited a family member who is dying in a hospital from COVID, and all the family have developed COVID as a result. We need to be cognizant that this is a disease that has high morbidity and high mortality. I think we need to focus. And again, people wearing a mask, keeping their social distance, washing their hands, getting the basics right. Because this disease, we had managed greatly to date. Figures were coming down. And we need to refocus on getting the basics right again.
Dr. Ray Wally, where our health correspondent Fergal Bowers was at that briefing, and he's with us now. Morning again, Fergal. The number of people catching the virus and the number going to hospital sick from the virus has barely changed in recent days. Why?
Yes, the number of people in hospital with COVID-19, it does remain high, including those in intensive care units. Last night, 360 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in hospital, and of those, 85 in intensive care units. So a slight increase in the numbers in hospital, very small reduction in the numbers in ICU, but they're not changing a lot. And obviously, NPHET has been expressing concern about St. Patrick's Day and the Easter coming up and the weather getting better. And it has warned that while vaccines will have a very significant positive impact on COVID-19 in time, they say it won't stop a further wave of the disease over the coming weeks. Now, it's important to say NPHET says it's not saying there will be a fourth wave, but that cases have plateaued, and that's a concern. And with cases static, if not increasing, actually, 550 cases a day on average.
Now, tomorrow, as you said, is St. Patrick's Day. Easter isn't too far away, and there were concerns expressed that both could lead to more people gathering. Here's the Deputy CMO, Dr. Ronan Glynn.
We still have a level of people in hospital that's equivalent to the peak last November. We still have double the people in critical care that we had last autumn. So we are by no means out of the woods on this. We have 3 weeks to go until measures are due to be looked at again or to be changed again. And what we're asking people, and it's very difficult, we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up in 2 days' time. We've got Easter coming up. The weather is getting better. All of this encourages us to drop our guard. It encourages us to mix with other people. If we do that over the next 3 weeks, given the levels of disease in the community, we will see a significant deterioration, and none of us want to see that.
Dr. Ronan Glynn. Fergal, what more was said about tomorrow and plans for cans and protests?
Well, Dr. Glynn was saying that people shouldn't be meeting up over the next few days, so that they shouldn't congregate in other households. But if they are, not to meet inside, and also, you know, don't be congregating with many households. He also asked people not to attend protests or demonstrations, and there may be some tomorrow. And, you know, he said he appreciated some people are very passionate about certain issues, but if they attend demonstrations, they would be breaching public health advice, placing their health and the health of others and other people's lives perhaps at risk, because, you know, the level of the disease is still very, very high. And the bottom line is that the advice remains to stay at home.
There were several questions yesterday about children and the virus, especially with many more children back at school and mixing again. Tell us more.
Well, NPHET says it's seeing more cases in older children and young adults. And so it's seen a rise in cases, particularly in those aged 19 to 24, but also those aged, you know, at 13 to 18, 5 to 12. It's seeing most of these cases, it says, in the community and in households. They say it's not school-related. Professor Philip Nolan said very few of the cases in young people are being seen in the school setting at this point in time.
Vaccines, Fergal. Are health authorities here expecting that they'll be free to use AstraZeneca again next week?
Well, that seems to be the feeling from last night's meeting. The European Medicines Agency, of course, the Safety Committee meets today, and then there's an extraordinary meeting of the EMA on Thursday. And at NPHET last night, the expectation was that the pause on the AstraZeneca vaccine will be short-lived. And if the green light comes through on Thursday, well, what happens then, the sequencing is that the National Immunisation Advisory Committee would meet quickly. They would then, in writing, advise the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, who in turn would advise the government, and then the HSC could hopefully resume plans to vaccinate those who've had a delay. So the hope is the delay could be for a number of days, and perhaps you could see AstraZeneca being used again next week. It's important to say that and none of this affects those people aged 70 years and older, because GPs are using the mRNA vaccines for that group, so they shouldn't worry. And it has no impact on the second dose of AstraZeneca, because that's given 12 weeks after the first, and we haven't hit that 12-week period yet.
And yet, Fergal, many GPs were busy yesterday cancelling appointments and clinics to vaccinate older people with the other vaccines. Why?
Well, Dr. Ray Wally, who you mentioned there, Dublin GP, who's on the COVID-19 GP liaison committee, you know, he said no GP wants to have to cancel a clinic, but, you know, vaccination, delivery of vaccination is based on supply. And he did say there is a limitation of supply to around 100 GP practices this week out of 1,300 practices. Now, at the moment, GPs are concentrating on the vaccination programme for the those aged 70 and older. And the first cycle of this vaccine programme ended last week, with 99% of 85s having received their vaccination, according to Dr. Wally. And he says this, the first round of the second dose for those aged 85 and older starts this week. That's going to take about 4 weeks in total. Okay. So we're told that the overall programme for the over 70s is on target to be completed by mid-May.
Fergal Barris, thank you. We'll speak to Dr. Ray Wally a little later in the programme. Almost 7:20.